I am Central Coast attorney Dave Durringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Durringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105, or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Touch of Paso. Come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles. Whether you're passing through or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, March 24th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority to review budget and funding method. County Sheriff's Office releases information of drowning at Lopez Lake. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 47 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solar Ponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. And don't just go solar, go Solar Ponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority will be holding its next regular meeting Wednesday, March 25th. Meeting will take place in the Norris Room at Centennial Park and starts at 4 p.m. This meeting, the board will review feedback gathered from its public workshop on March 12th, approve the 2026 to 27 fiscal year budget, and decide on a funding mechanism. The agenda cites several key themes from the feedback session held March 12th, where a presentation was given on CIGWA implementation and the proposed budget for the next fiscal year. The agenda says participants expressed concern over a significant portion of the budget going to administrative costs, limited progress on groundwater management actions, and wished for more clear and more accessible information on PRAG activities. The board will receive this feedback and review the proposed $1.1 million budget for the next fiscal year. So far, the most supported funding mechanism by the board and the public from feedback sessions is to charge users based on volumetric use from Prop 26 and to place the charge on the county tax rolls. Paso Robles High School Joint Unified School District has proudly announced that the high school's jazz band earned first place in their division at the Cuesta College Jazz Festival. Held March 14th in San Luis Obispo, PRHS competed against four schools in their division and also received awards for their saxophone and trumpet sections. PRHS Jazz Band Director Humberto Serra said the ensemble's success reflects more than musical ability. Serra said the students bring a level of curiosity and professionalism that stands out, and it's not uncommon for other educators to offer their time to work with our students because of that. County Sheriff's Office releases information of drowning at Lopez Lake. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. Emergency crews responded to an incident at Lopez Lake on Sunday, March 22nd. CAL FIRE says they responded to a report of a water rescue at about 4:20 p.m. after a witness submersion later that day. Fire officials announced that the victim still had not been located as of 9 p.m. despite extensive search efforts. The agencies postponed the search due to limited visibility. At approximately 11:52 a.m. on Monday, March 23rd, the victim was located. The sheriff's office says that 25-year-old Sergio Mendolia Garcia of Santa Maria was observed distressed and drowning by reporting parties and was not wearing a life preserver. The sheriff's office says he was found dead, located underwater. His next of kin have been notified. The Pastorables Police Department and Fire Department announced they'll be conducting a rapid response and active shooter training exercise today and on March 26th. The training will take place in the area of the old Georgia Brown campus on 36th Street. Residents should not be alarmed by the increased presence of law enforcement and fire personnel. The California Mid-State Fair has announced two additional headline concerts will be coming to this year's Michelob Ultra Concert Series. First, on July 20th, Megadeth will take to the Chumash Grandstand Arena with special guest Exodus. Megadeth is a heavy metal band founded in 1983 in Los Angeles, California. They are one of the big four of thrash metal, alongside Slayer, Anthrax, and Metallica. Their works have sold more than 50 million records worldwide and have received a Grammy Award and earned 9 top 10 entries on the Billboard 200. 2026 marks the final studio album and tour for vocalist, producer, and guitarist Dave Mustaine. Tickets go on sale this Friday, March 27th at 10 a.m. The second headliner announced by the fair this week is Treaty Oak Revival, July 23rd at 7:30 p.m. with special guest William Clark Green. Treaty Oak Revival has been one of the most formidable independent forces in modern country, hailing out of Texas, described by Rolling Stone as one of the most exciting live experiences in all of music. Their first two albums were self-released and produced multiple platinum and gold singles. Tickets go on sale this Friday, March 27th, 10 a.m. at midstatefair.com. The Boys and Girls Club of Mid-Central Coast is bringing its advocacy event, Standing with Youth, to the North County Thursday, March 26th at 11:30 a.m. The event will be held at the Boys and Girls Club, Tom Mass Clubhouse, 3301 Oak Street, Paso Robles. CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Mid-Central Coast will be joined by fellow panelists, PRJ USD Superintendent Jennifer Loftus and District 5 Supervisor Heather Moreno. Individuals interested in participating can register for their spot online at no charge at swypaso.givesmart.com. In sports, for the NBA yesterday, the Clippers beat the Bucks 129-96, the Warriors over the Mavericks 139-131, the Pistons beat the Lakers 113-110. Tonight, the Kings will face the Hornets, the Nuggets will go against the Suns, the Magic will face the Cavaliers, the Pelicans will go against the Knicks. In Major League Baseball, the 2026 season begins with a special opening night game tomorrow with the New York Yankees and the San Francisco Giants. In California news, Attorney General Rob Bonta has announced that he has filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Energy Department to stop it from restarting the pipeline system linked to San Ynez's offshore platform. The pipelines were ordered to be restarted from an executive order by President Donald Trump invoking the Defense Production Act. A study published by UC Santa Cruz says that the $20 per hour fast food wage in California may come with unintended consequences. Economics lecturer at UC Santa Cruz, Stephen Owen, who conducted the study, said this is a classic case of no good deed goes unpunished. The study found there is a higher demand for jobs, with restaurants citing an increase in applications, but created less demand for workers. Footage has been circulating online of a woman at the San Francisco International Airport being detained by Immigration Customs Enforcement. DHS says officers arrested Angelina Lopez Jimenez and Wendy Godinez Lopez, who had a final removal order from an immigration judge in 2019. DHS also clarifies this was before officers were deployed to airports to bolster TSA efforts. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRO News Time is 7:16.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. North America Head of Crops with Rabobank, Stephen Nicholson, says markets have seen significant volatility over the past year, and he explains why that uncertainty may become the new norm going forward.
From 1900 until today, looked at the annual average farm gate price that USDA publishes and puts on the S&Ds. And if you look at that, you can see very clearly over time, we move from different plateaus, if you want to put it, of prices. And typically until 2008, those plateaus or those trading ranges typically were about a buck, buck and a half at the most. And then in 2008, that all exploded. And that range now is really kind of $4. You know, it's kind of like $4 to $8. You could argue $3.50 to $8.
Nicholson says markets have hit both the top and bottom of a wide trading range twice, pointing to several factors driving the continued volatility.
Countries who have to have food, because if they don't feed people, then that means governments don't stay in power. You also have more concentration, particularly corn and soybeans. There's only two countries in the world that really matter when it comes to production exports, and that's the United States and Brazil. I think that's why you've seen more volatility. And the fact is that you have, you know, this huge demand base that's been built that has to be supplied. And so if there's any change in that supply side,
which Nicholson says equates to market volatility.
Ranchers, Wednesday, March 25th is the 20th annual Peterson Grain and Cattle Production Sale at the ranch north of Havre, Montana. Selling our 49 yearling registered Angus bulls, stout, correct, and fed for the long run. The goal is to produce functional, durable, fertile cattle that make the commercial cowman's life easier. Bulls that work from the Milk River to the Bear Paws and Sweetgrass Hills. Cattle that work as hard as you do. Sale time is 1 o'clock. Also carried live on Northern Livestock Video. For all the details, visit PetersonGrainAndCattle.com.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
We ask Nick Madera, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous call it Trump bill back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the salt limitation. That's been increased. So that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, and Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Madera, CPA, 805-466-7249.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Aside from water, tea is the most widely consumed beverage in the world. It can be found in almost 80% of U.S. households, according to the Tea Association of the USA Incorporated. More than 160 million Americans drink tea, yet tea isn't grown domestically. Atef Swellam, director of the University of California Kearney Agricultural Research and Extension Center in Fresno County, would like to see California farmers capitalize on this untapped market. We import about 120 million pounds of tea into the U.S. annually, spending about $6 billion, Swellam said. He added that as San Joaquin Valley farmland is retired to comply with California's Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, the niche crop could give growers a way to maximize profit per acre. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows in the upper 40s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly cloudy on Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday, cloudy on Monday and Tuesday with a 30% chance of showers on Tuesday. Mid-80s on Thursday, low 80s Friday and Saturday, mid-80s on Sunday, low 70s Monday, 65 a week from today. Currently, it is 47 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks sold off at the open after yesterday's bounce back. Brent crude, the global benchmark, is back over $103 a barrel. West Texas intermediate crude has topped $91 today. Smithfield Foods, the meat producer that makes everything from hot dogs to gourmet hams, reported higher sales and earnings in recent months. Customers continue to cook and eat at home. Smithfield shares opened up 4%. Shares of Jefferies Financial are also up 4%, following a report that Japan's Sumitomo Financial is considering a takeover of the investment bank. Crypto technology is coming to the Bank of Montreal. BMO, as it's called on its commercials, is planning to launch tokenized technology. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes, so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
38 years ago, we opened Stove and Spa Center, and we are old and tired. We finally decided it's time to enjoy retirement. So we're having a huge store-wide sale. That's right, folks. If you've been thinking of getting a stove, insert, or fireplace, now is the time to get one. We have lots of inventories, and it all needs to go quickly. We have wood, gas, pellet units, and they are priced to sell. We have burn models up to 40% off. We also have fireplace screens, grates, steamers, gloves, and other hearth accessories all on sale to move. Don't miss the great opportunity to get items at a great price while supplies last. Stove and Spa Center is closing our doors, so don't miss this incredible store-wide deals. All sales are final and must take possession of product within 10 days of purchase. Come see all the items available to put into your home. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbarill and Morrill Roads, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. El Camino Real at Atascadero. Still got lots of work ahead. Make sure everything's running just fine. Remember, they are your Honda power equipment dealer. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us on this Tuesday. That's 7-5. Of course, you can text.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you.
I love KPRL
for sentimental reasons. I've given you my
Yes, indeed. All right, coming up this afternoon, Barry, protecting what matters, delicious. Karen Talon, president of Groves on 241. The olive oil industry, now it's becoming more important to our county and California. And some tips for choosing the best olive oil for every occasion. Delicious, as I said. And then Joel Peterson will be in the 1 o'clock hour. He is the CEO of the Paso Robles Wine Country Alliance. Lots to go over about the importance and the impact, of course, of the wine industry and more here in California. All right, got a couple of things, but the most important is the phone calls. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, this how do we fund Praga stuff is reminds me of the ad hoc meetings we had for downtown parking in Paso. We bantered for 3 meetings and had to come up with suggestions on our to the council. And the police chief stepped up and he goes, no, you cannot recommend dissolving downtown parking. That's not one of the options. It's all pretty much what lipstick to put on this pig is the only thing you can recommend. And it was I think it was a surprise to everybody in the room. And so Praga asking, how do we fund Praga? I think what we want to say is, how do we dissolve Praga? That's, I think, the question we should be trying to work on. How do we get rid of them?
Well, many people, based on the votes the last couple of times, are in agreement with you. How do we do it?
Yeah, so putting any energy into how do we fund them is a distraction to me. I don't want to use too many dumb analogies, but I had a buddy who took a Buddhism class at Cal Poly, and he took the final. I asked how he thought he did. He said it was only one question, and it was, what would Buddha say to this situation? And he said, I had to answer, I think Buddha would say this is not worth considering. And he was worried about whether he passed the final or not. It turns out he did. That's exactly right. This question is not worth considering. So for Praga to turn our attention to how do we fund us, no, how do we get rid of you? We don't need you in the first place. It's not the right question.
Well, we'll see how long this goes, because I think, don't they need to pay, or there's something that has to do with the end of June. I forget what that is.
Yeah, turn the lights out. Lock the door behind you. We don't need you.
All right, sir, well stated.
Thank you, sir.
All right, before I go to the other line here, this is a quick, it says, this is on the text, a joke for Praga. My wife said we won the lottery. Pack your bags. Where are we going? I asked, winter or summer. I don't care, she said. Just get out. Okay. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. For a person that goes to all the meetings and was sitting there, there was 12 people out of 500 and something invitations they sent out to show up at this meeting to get feedback, and 100% of those 12 people told them to pack their bags. And the only people that were for any kind of funding mechanism were the board members and the people getting paid by this group. So they want to call it a fee. They have to show it's a specific reasonable cost for a service or a benefit. What's the service and what's the benefit?
Greg, my understanding is that if this fee was to, go through, that it would be on your property tax bill. Is that correct?
That was part of the discussion also. Do they bill you directly?
Okay, well, my question is, if it goes directly on your tax bill, how can it not be considered a tax as opposed to a fee? And I know that people like this like to play semantics with fee and tax.
Yeah, this is why they have so many attorneys working with them, because they're trying to come up by gauging the people's answers to the questions that they pose on, will they be able to get away with calling it a fee and not a tax, because then they're still required to show, how do they know how much water somebody's using? So how can they charge you by the volume, like Chris reported, if they don't know what that volume is? So they have to do a study. And last time they did a study for the 218, it showed properties next to properties that weren't being irrigated, and they wanted to tax those people too because they were using this evaporation technique and not actual, what are you extracting from the ground?
Well, wouldn't the next logical be then, well, we're just going to put meters on your wells?
So if you put ag meters on the wells at $2,000 to $3,000 a piece for those individual properties that are in a commercial business, would that be worse than paying $150,000 a year for a make-believe we're going to calculate your evaporation and subtract the rainfall and decide on our own what's close?
Well,
you just had PASO right after this meeting approve expansion of the Allegretto. Where's that water coming from? You just had San Miguel want to push with the Planning Commission 188 homes of basin water up in San Miguel. Where does that water come from? But you're telling these people over the basin, we need to keep the lights on. We need to keep the doors open. We need to pay this fake general manager and this attorney money, and we're going to claim that it's a reasonable cost for the service and the benefit that we're going to give you. The only benefit is if they provide what was approved by the state of California and the Department of Water Resources on what the groundwater plan says, and they have not done that. These guys do not deliver, and they do not replenish groundwater, and they do not protect the rights of the overliers. And the overliers are the people that have the priority rights. I'm not a stakeholder. You're not a stakeholder. That is to diminish your value. You are an overlier. You have the priority right, and it's up to the appropriators, which are the cities and these other agencies, to prove that there is supplemental water so that they can use water. Otherwise, they have to use their other sources. I don't understand why everybody can't see that the water that Paso Robles wastes, over 5,000 acre-feet a year, from Nacimiento, and this problem is over if they use that water. Then they have no more discussion, because they need to use their other water, they need to treat that water so they can recharge it, and then the discussion is over. So why hasn't that happened? Oh, cost Paso Robles more money. They're already spending $4 million a year on principal and interest for their portion of the Nacimiento pipe that they don't use.
Mm-hmm.
How much more can it be to add a little water in there and clean it? Why did they worry about enlarging their sewer plant, but then they still have PFAS contamination, so we can't use that. But why didn't they worry about increasing the size of their Nacimiento treatment plant so they could use that water, which is their problem? The people live over the basin. It's not their problem to clean Paso Robles wastewater.
Well,
it's not their problem to use their Nacimiento.
And then with just the city of Paso Robles on how much they've spent in the lawsuit on the quiet title, and then you have the county that has spent, $2.5 million? I don't know what the city of Paso Robles or the taxpayers of Paso Robles have spent in the quiet title.
Yeah, you saw that email. I know you did. It said, Gibson says they spent 2.6. He's out of his mind. Back in 2019, Paso Robles had already spent over $3 million. Both Paso Robles' attorney and the county's attorney, which is an outside counsel, and they still have to pay their inside counsel, which worked for the Rita Neal's office at the time, they're way past that. They can come up with any story they want to come up with. I know for a fact San Miguel's at $2 million. So if San Miguel's at $2 million, that means Atascadero's at $2 million. That's Water Mutual. That means Templeton was about $2 million because they're all about the same. And whatever Paso was paying up to this point, and I have documents from the past, but we're going to ask for more documents because if you don't ask through the public information request, then they'll just come up with whatever they want to come up with. It doesn't even match anything. But just to go back to the meeting thing, I don't need to pay an attorney. Every one of these groups, Paso, the county, the two make-believe water districts, they all have attorneys. They all have boards. Why do you need another board, another attorney, another management set up to send out information once a month? Okay, we're going to get together and have a meeting. What's the meeting going to be about when you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, which is fulfilling the obligations in the groundwater plan? And the first thing it said was, you need outreach and you need to use best management practices. Well, they don't do outreach that very good unless they're telling you what they want you to know and how they want you to vote. It's not on management things over the basin. So if you're not using the state water in Shandon and you're not using the Nazi water for Paso, how is that a best management practice?
Greg, one of the things I don't understand, because, you know, the water is extremely confusing. If you have a board, this PRAGA board, why aren't the same requirements? In other words, you have the CDC in San Miguel. Those people live in San Miguel. The people on this PRAGA board, as far as I know, none of them live over the basin, and one has a vested interest in a group that has with that Canadian group or something, or there's some connection there. That boggles my mind.
Yeah, they're all paid people that the owners of the land over the basin decided they wanted that person to be the representative, and they're in those different groups. They decide by value of land or total acres of land and say, okay, I own this much or it's worth so much, so my votes, this is my representative. Well, their representative, like you said, is a paid representative. I don't care what those representatives want, because they're such a small portion of the basin. You're going to Barry's going to have a guest on today, Joel Peterson, Wine Country Alliance. Well, you should ask him what his outfit is doing to help with the almost 400 wells that were replaced, that homes are in the middle of or surrounded by all the vineyards that can't sell their grapes now. That's only about $11 to $15 million worth of wells. What are they doing for that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they give away, they do different things. I understand the promotion. I understand the value of having something really good that people want to come and visit and spend money here. But every place has an occupancy load. We have an occupancy load on how many vineyards we can have. We have an occupancy load on how many hotels we can have. Like the Allegretto. I have nothing against the Allegretto. I'm sure it's a beautiful place. But you're adding almost 100 rooms, bungalows, yards, swimming pool, spas to stuff you already have. Well, that's all fine and dandy. But you need to show me where that water's coming from. And don't tell me and my neighbors, oh, we have to stop using what we want on our properties, or you have to charge us by a certain amount. I'll give you one more thing that you'll... So over in the El Pomar area, which this is where Justin Winery bought this ranch, part of this ranch called the Hardem Ranch. And they put in 800 acres of vines and four huge ponds. Each pond holds 50 acre feet of water, which is 326,000 times 50 in each one. So 200 times 326,000. Now those are constantly being filled. Over the last 9 years, or actually since 2013, we have meters on certain wells around in the area, or not meters, but measuring devices. They're measured twice a year. The water's gone down about 300 feet in that area. Okay, so if you're growing something over there and you're using water and the water's already dropping or has been dropping, and you can see that in these reports. Now you come to Creston. You go to the fire station. It's surrounded by alfalfa. The water's 15 feet below the ground. There is no dropping in water in Creston. So should a guy that's farming in Creston with no problem with water pay the same amount for what he's using and the problem he's not causing as a person in another area that's causing a problem?
Well,
this is why in the plan it says they have to have targeted reductions of pumping if they're creating issues. Well, they haven't done that. So why didn't they do that over there? Because, those guys that are around there causing the problems, they just happen to be members of the EPC Water District that sit on this board, so they can lie, cheat, and steal and do what they want and then say, oh, gee, we have a problem. Let's tell the Department of Water Resources, here's our idea to work on this. I don't want their idea. Greg, I would have fired them a long time ago.
Greg, is it too naive of me to say this is, we know who the problem, where the problem is? It's not most of the people that are just living on the land. You know, it's not.
It isn't. It's all management. It's all solvable, easy. But then these people aren't in control. It's strictly management. There's plenty of little things you can do. And there's things, you know, every piece of land, and you know this, is not the same. Some have good water, some have bad water. Some have a good watershed around them where they get more drainage. Some have a poor watershed around them. Just look around as you go further east or if you go further west, if north, south, and you'll see the difference. And, of course, isn't property priced that way on what it can produce? And property that can produce a lot costs a lot more than property that can't produce anything. Mm-hmm. So by changing certain things, you know, this whole pyramid thing of, well, this is the in thing to do. Everybody needs a winery. Everybody needs it. It has nothing to do with wine or growing grapes, because that investment company from Canada for the pensions, they didn't come here to invest to make wine. They came to invest in the water for the futures. So the guy making the money, yeah, there's grapes out there. They didn't even pick them last year. So you irrigated 8,000 acres of grapes and you left them hanging. There's 8,000 acre feet of water right there.
Well, as I said, and you have said, solution is easy.
Yeah, it's strictly management. It's strictly follow the money. And you're not going to get a different outcome as long as you keep the same coyotes in the chicken coop. So it's time for the tar and feathers and the old brother, we're out there, and get rid of these clowns and actually run this thing. The county is the one mandated. Think back. Who started that whole assembly bill, AB 2453? It was Bruce Gibson and Frank Mitchell. And what was the purpose? We need $1 million to run management, because the county wanted to get extra tax dollars to do what they're already mandated to do. And they lost. And so if that would have won from 2016, here we are. You would have already paid $10 million for what?
Well, I realize this is water under the bridge, going back to Meacham and Gibson's decision to push this, but the priorities of the county should have been that they didn't need to ask for that money. That should have been budgeted in from the San Luis Obispo County budget, not from Sacramento.
Oh, exactly. They already have been operating under the Flood Control Water Conservation District that we pay taxes to manage the different water things in this county. We already pay for that.
Yep.
And we already paid for the guy that they brought in 2022.
Well,
Wayne Reilly.
It's another, we got to go, but it's another example of duplication of money throughout our entire government at every single level. All right, Greg, keep us posted and keep up the good work.
You got it. Thank you, Kevin.
All right, you're welcome. Going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority will be holding its next regular meeting Wednesday, March 25th, in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. The board will review feedback gathered from its workshop on March 12th and approve the budget for the next fiscal year, deciding on a funding mechanism. You can attend in person at 4 p.m. or watch online. California Mid-State Fair has announced two additional headline concerts will be coming to this year's Michelob Ultra Concert Series. First, July 20th at 7:30 p.m., Megadeth will take to the Chumash Grandstand Arena with special guest Exodus. Second, on July 23rd, will be Treaty Oak Revival with special guest William Clark Green. Tickets go on sale this Friday, March 27th at 10 a.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Iran admits it's passing notes with the U.S. after denying any peace talks underway.
They want peace. They've agreed they will not have a nuclear weapon, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
But leftover leaders still lobbing the missiles they have left at Israel and Gulf states, one sheared off the side of a Tel Aviv apartment building as the Trump clock counts down, pausing strikes against Iran's energy infrastructure for more days. Homeland Security still unfunded, but a new director, the Senate-approved fellow Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. A grieving Virginia family will join a vigil outside Governor Virginia Spamberger's house, blaming what they call deadly Democrat policies for the murder of Stephanie Minter, an illegal migrant repeat offender, as charged Stephanie's mom, Cheryl.
People are getting killed day after day, and Stephanie included, and I've lost my daughter.
America's listening to Fox News.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Celebrate Easter Sunday at the beautiful Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Sunday, April 5th, enjoy the festive Easter brunch from 10:30 to 2:30, featuring chef-crafted favorites like Eggs Benedict, Smoked Salmon Benedict, Applewood Bacon, and fresh pastries. Enjoy live culinary stations with prime rib and porchetta carving, made-to-order omelets, all set to live music, sweet treats, and a kids' corner for the little ones. Make Easter unforgettable this year. Reserve your table at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
March is heating up at Tatchy with the Mad Money Drop. Every Thursday in March from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., we're dropping serious cash. Three winners every hour can win up to $9,000. And at 8 p.m., one winner scores $5,000 plus a Best Buy gift card. Brackets are fun, but $9,000 in cash is better. It's Mad Money Drop. Only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
North County weather.
You're about to kick off.
You're not about. That's next hour. And weather is brought to you by Hutch Heat and Air. Tune up, repair, or replacement. Plentiful sunshine. Highs in the upper 80s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 40s. And we'll do upper 80s again for your Wednesday. And on Thursday, low 80s. Low 80s on Friday. Saturday, mid 80s Sunday. Clouds. Low 70s Monday and partly cloudy, mid-60s Tuesday. May get some rain next Wednesday, but we'll keep you posted. Today's UV index will be 7 up and down, 7:01 a.m., 7:18 p.m. It is 51 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the delightful and beautiful River Oaks community. Great meals, a great price. It's a day of movement, learning, and community to support Parkinson's Foundation. It's the third annual Move-a-thon, April 18th from 9 till 12, start and finish. That's right. All paces welcome. 5K and 1 mile, yoga, food, raffles. Online registration is only $20 per person. And this will all take place at the Paso Robles Physical Therapy on Combine Street out there. And it's, again, for the benefit to help the Parkinson's Foundation. All right, third annual. Go to Paso Robles, SPT.com to register. Again, it's just $20 per person, and they thank you in advance. Also, don't just go to the fair. Be the fair. They have the community exhibits competition. And if you'd like to find out more about this, because they have deadlines for, the deadlines are not all the same for these different exhibits that they have at the California Mid-State Fair. So do your due diligence, because there is one for the crochet class. That is due tomorrow. That is due, the class is tomorrow, the 25th, but to register for some of the competition and the classes, just simply go to the Mid-State Fair website. And whatever your favor is, go ahead and read about it, sign up, and make sure you get in on the under the deadline. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They've got you covered for lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. All righty, moving right along here at The Right Choice, KPRL, 5 and a half away from 8.
Happy, happy
birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Got to get to it here on this Tuesday. Let's see here. Our local celebrities include Stephen Jones, Nick Sanders, Dory Greter, John Caldwell, Robbie Helberg, Marlon Lee, Gary Smiley, Lauren Galena, Bill Brown, Stephanie Morgan, Janetta Smith, Christian Concho, and it says Bill Brown and Janetta Smith, anniversary. Okay, happy birthday and happy anniversary. On my right-hand side, some people you have heard of, or maybe, well, you, looks, I'm at the wrong year here. Mr. Mellon, the Mellon Bank, 1855, 1937. Harry Houdini, 1874, 1926. Dorothy Stratton, 1899, 2006. Richard Conti from The Godfather, 1910. He died in 1975. Producer and director Hanna-Barbera, Joseph Barbera, 1911, 2006. Onward We Go, Onward We Go. Norman Fell, Three's Company, 1924, 1998. Steve McQueen, 1930, 1980. He was cool. Connie Hines, the actress, 1931, 2009. Bob Mackie, the costume designer, 1939. Jesus Alou, baseball, 1942. From Spooky Tooth, Mike Kelly, the drummer, 1945. From the Bee Gees, he was the first non-Gibb brother to become a member. The drummer, Colin Peterson, 1946. Harmonica player from War, Oscar, 1948. Pat Bradley, golf, 1951. Also on the list we have, Donna Peskow, 1952. Mike Woodson, he was good hoopster out of Indiana, 1958. Kelly LeBrock, the actress, 1960. Who else? Star Jones, the host, 1962. Wilson Alvarez, wasn't a bad pitcher. He was born in 1970. Peyton Manning, 1976. Lake Bell, the actress, 1979. Chris Bosh, he was a good NBA player, had to kind of leave early because of his heart, 1984. He was really good. All right, let's see here. Passing away on this day, the real-life Popeye, Rocky Fiegel. He died in 1947. Gary Shandling, I love Gary Shandling. He died in 2016. Robert Culp passed away in 2010. Richard Widmark, pretty good actor. 2008, and Ray Goulding of Bob and Ray, he died in 1990, and who else do we have? Jules Verne, the science fiction author, 1905, the poet. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow died in 1882, and I believe that's it. All right, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Well, he's in the Hall of Fame, in the College and Pro Football Hall of Fame. Many, many records, many, many awards. But I came across something that I thought was kind of comical about Peyton Manning. His dad was one of my favorite college quarterbacks, him and Conridge Holloway. But at the University of Tennessee, Peyton Manning, again, this is the first time I've ever seen this. You know, with all the yards and the statistics and stuff and all that kind of stuff, because he threw, you know, obviously for a bunch of yards, over 11,000 at Tennessee. His rushing totals for his 4 years at Tennessee are minus 181. I saw that and I go, that was hard to believe, but he still goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has proudly announced that the high school's jazz band earned first place in their division at the Cuesta College Jazz Festival held March 14th in San Luis Obispo. Emergency crews responded to an incident at Lopez Lake Sunday, March 22nd. CAL FIRE says that 25-year-old Sergio Mendiola Garcia of Santa Maria was observed distressed and drowning by reporting parties, not wearing a life preserver. He was found a day later dead and underwater. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Five-time NFL MVP, Offensive Player of the Year, also passing yards leader, three-time passing touchdown leader, four-time passing rating leader, three times, percentage completion leader, two times, and on and on and on and on and on we go. Oh, we also won a couple of Super Bowls. I'd still take John Elway. All right, one more to go this hour, brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.